I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. Now, that's DreAllDay.com/audible. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. Life is simply a string of good decisions, and you have made a great decision in tuning into the show where you learn the discipline of showing up day after day to do the work, the confidence of putting yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you expected as a result of those actions has yet to manifest itself. And then we put on top of all of that, yes, there is more. A big dose of personal initiative, your energy to go make things happen instead of waiting for them to happen. We put all of this together, you get the Work on Your Game podcast. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Congratulations to you. Pat yourself on the back if your arms are long enough for being here on today's show. And today's topic is about writing a new story in your life. If you're in a situation right now where maybe things haven't been going the way that you've wanted them to, whether that's in your whole life in general, maybe it's in your relationship, maybe in your sport, in your business, at your job, what you've been doing academically if you're in school, and you want to turn things around. You know you want to turn things around. You've been listening to this podcast every day. You know that there's a possibility for you to get better and do better and be better because you see it all around you. You can see it in your own mind. But the problem is you got this nagging thought that is pulling you from behind. This nagging thought that just won't seem to go away of everything you've been and everything you have done or not done up to this point. The person who hasn't really been doing that well academically, or the athlete who hasn't really been performing at that high of a level, or the business person whose business hasn't been thriving, or the person in a relationship that relationship hasn't really been going too well. You have such a long history and such a deep history, at least in your own mind, relatively speaking, of things not going the way that you want them to, you are unsure how possible it really is for you to write a brand new story starting today in any area of your life where you want to make change. Just because you've been doing the other thing for so long, it's going to be a fight, an uphill battle, you can see, or at least that's what you think is going to be, for you to turn things around. And that may be getting in the way of you initiating the actions necessary, the mindsets necessary, just doing what you had to do, getting the right type of energy to move you to that next level. So I'm going to help you out with that here in today's episode. I'm going to do all that for the unbelievably low price of absolutely free. All I want is your time, focus, and attention. And again, today's topic is how to write a new story starting today. And I'm talking about this because, listen, I just explained exactly why. And there are people in all walks of life different areas, young, old, male and female, athletes, non-athletes, business people, working business professionals who want to do something different. There has to be an area, I would think, every one of us has at least one area of our lives where we want to write a new story. Doesn't mean things have been going terrible there or we've done anything wrong. It's just that things aren't going as great as they could be. For some people, it may be in your business life. Some people may be the way you're dealing with the people close to you, the people you want to be close to you. Maybe it's how you're taking care of yourself physically, how you're performing physically, how you're doing at your job. We all want to make things better in some areas of our lives. How do we start that process right now? It doesn't have to be a long drawn out thing. It doesn't take a long time for you to figure it out. It doesn't take 21 days, none of that. You can write a new story starting right now. You just got to have the right tools to do so, and you are in the right place to acquire those tools. Point number one, there's a famed speaker. He's no longer with us, but a very well-known guy by the name of Zig Ziglar. If you never heard of Zig, you should look him up, and his name is spelled exactly how it sounds. And one thing that Zig would say sometimes, I listen to some of Zig's talks even still to this day, and one thing that he would oft say was, yesterday did indeed end last night. And that's the first point that I want you to understand. And it's kind of something that I talked about in the previous episode where I was talking about moving on from where you've been up to this point, that you don't have to let the past hold you back. You can choose a new direction at any given moment. The first thing you have to come to grips with is whatever has happened in the past is really in the past, and it does not control you. It does not determine who you need to be moving forward. It doesn't determine what you can do or what you cannot do moving forward. You just have to accept the fact that whatever happened in the past is indeed already in the past. You don't have to relive it, and you don't have to live up to whatever the past was. Whether the past was a positive or the past was a negative, it does not control anything that's happening to you from this point forward, at this exact moment moving forward. So the question at that point becomes, are you willing to accept the fact that whatever your past is actually your past? I did an entire episode talking about not letting the past hold you back, not only the things that were unpleasant or negative or not the outcomes you want, but also the things that were good, the great things that you've achieved, not allowing the past to hold you back, being that you're in a way that you're still holding on to the great things you did back then, which is slowing you down from doing anything great right now. You don't want to become that has been slash used to be person who's talking about what you did or what you used to do, and it is keeping you from focusing on the present and the future, and you're not doing anything worthwhile now. Eventually you become a museum piece, something that was great in the past, but everybody's paying attention to what's going on now and nothing's going on with you. You become just a statue, something that happened but is not happening anymore. So can you let that past go? Are you willing to accept that whatever happened before is done and it's time to move on? Some people are living their past in the present. You ever been in that situation? You ever knew someone who was doing that? They were living their past in the present. You know somebody's living their past in the present. All you got to do is talk to them or just let them talk. And what are you going to hear them talking about? The past. What happened yesterday? What they did 6 months ago? The reason why they're still not doing what they want to do now, which has something to do with something that happened before or something that didn't happen before or something somebody said before. They are allowing whatever happened in their past to control the present. Some people are living their past in the present. They are literally repeating history over and over again at every given moment because it's all they can think about. They're allowing what happened in the past to dominate their mind. They can't let those things go. So are you allowing that past to control you now? I mean, enough about other people. Are you allowing it to control you now? Or do you agree that yesterday did end last night? And it is time for a new beginning every single day when you wake up, that you are blessed with the gift of waking up. Point number two, today's topic again is how to write a new story starting today. How many times have you heard me talk about working backwards when we talk about setting a goal? Once you decide what it is you want to achieve, or you have an idea of what you want to achieve, but you may not know exactly what to do. Maybe you do know exactly what to do because you've already done this. But if you have a goal, a big accomplishment that you wish to achieve, but you don't know exactly what to do, just work backwards. Look at that goal and ask yourself, okay, what would I have to achieve in order to get to that point? And once you get an answer, and you keep asking the question until you get an answer, because if you can't come up with an answer to that question, then you may need to find yourself a different goal. What would I need to achieve in order to get to that goal? And you work backwards and just keep going backwards, asking that same question, to applying it to every answer you give yourself, working all the way back until you get to the point where you can do something right now. That's basically the way that you map out your life, is that simple. And I make it even more simple for you in the mental workbook, which is at dreallday.com/workbook. What is the happy ending for this new story that you're writing? So for you to write a new story, you need to know what the end of the story is, right? If you read or listen to an interview of anyone who's a really good writer who writes fiction, people who write fiction, which is basically writing a story that they made up, maybe is based on something that they know about, but they're basically creating, fabricating this story. I've heard many fiction writers talk about how they start at the end. When they're writing their story, the first thing they write is how the story ends, and then they fill everything in to make that story map out the way that they want it to map it out. So they write how the story is going to end. Then maybe they just work backwards chapter by chapter. Maybe they start at the beginning and say, okay, now I got they write the beginning and they say, okay, now I got to make everything twist and turn to come to this end that I've already written. So what is the happy ending for this new story that you're going to write? And the 48 Laws of Power, law number 29. If you didn't know, the 48 Laws of Power by Robert Greene, that's Greene with an E on the end. That's my favorite book of all time. People sometimes ask me what I like to read. That is it, 48 Laws of Power. Law number 29, Robert Greene says, plan all the way to the end. That is the title of that chapter. If you haven't read the 48 Laws, you should read the 48 Laws. You should have already read it because you heard me discuss it in episode number 60, my top five favorite books. If you haven't listened to my favorite books episodes, I know I just did a couple a week or so ago, but I did episode number 60, number 69, and 143. Those are the first three installments. Installments number 4 and 5 were a couple weeks back. So make sure you are caught up on all those and make sure you're reading every book that's listed at dreallday.com/read. That is my reading list, categorized and also listed, books that I read, books that I review. So if you need to know what to read, that is the place to go. That's the place to start, and that's the place to finish. Point number three, today's topic is how to write a new story starting today. You got to turn to a fresh sheet of paper. If you're going to write a new story, you don't want to be trying to fit everything into the margins of pages that have already been used. We already talked about yesterday ending last night, getting out of the past, not allowing what happened in the past, whether positive or negative, to hold you back. You got to turn to a fresh sheet of paper, meaning you got to really give yourself a fresh start. You may have to do this. Of course, you want to do it mentally, but you may have to do this tangibly too. Maybe you need to go to a new location. Maybe you need to join a new team. Maybe you need to start a new business or create a new product or drive to work a different way. Join a different team. I don't know. Something that you need to do that makes it different. Okay, it doesn't have to be some great radical change. Maybe you're not in a position to make some great radical change. Maybe you can't just move from Philadelphia to Austin, Texas tomorrow just because you decided you needed a fresh start. Maybe you could stay in Philadelphia. Maybe just drive a different route to work, eat a different breakfast, listen to different stuff when you're going to work. Unless you listen to the Work On Your Game podcast. That part of your life, you keep that the same. But other things, you may need to make some changes. Turn to a fresh sheet of paper. You can't write a new story on paper that's already been written on. I mean, you can, but then you got to squeeze everything into the spaces. It's going to be hard to tell what exactly is going on there. You have to approach life. And this is for anyone, whether you're writing a new story right now. If you've done it in the past, you can just think, did this happen to you? Is this something that you did in order to write that new story? I promise you that it is. Approach life knowing that you can write anything you want on a fresh sheet of paper starting today. There's no rule that says you can't write fill in the blank on your page. There's no rule that says you can't write, I'm going to start taking care of my body. There's no rule that says you can't write, I'm going to become the athlete that I always known I can become. I'm really dedicated and I made a decision that I'm going to become that person now, not just think about it, not just write about it and watch YouTube and hope about it, but I'm actually going to become it. There's nothing that's stopping you from becoming it right now. The only thing stopping you from becoming anything that you want to become, the only thing stopping you from writing any story that you want to write is your belief that you can't write it, or your lack of personal initiative in actually writing it, or your lack of confidence in actually putting it down on paper. And when I say on paper, I mean that figuratively. If you want to write it digitally, write it digitally. You want to write it in the mental workbook, get the mental workbook and write it in the mental workbook. But what I'm saying is there's no rule that is stopping you from writing a brand new story. You can do it anytime you want. Any day you want, doesn't matter who you are, where you're from, or what you've been through, but you must make the decision that a new story is going to be written. Without the decision being made, nothing's going to happen. And if you need some help with making decisions, listen, I've talked about that on several episodes of the Work On Your Game podcast. If you didn't know where the full archive is, it's at dreallday.com/podcast. dreallday.com/podcast. I will refer you to a couple episodes, episode number 296, how to start making your own decisions. Again, in any of these episodes that I mentioned, if you just go to dreallday/ and then put the number, you can get straight to that episode. So that'll be DreAllDay/296. I'm not saying the .com. I think people can. I'm just going to assume that you understand that. So DreAllDay/296 is how to start making your own decisions. Episode number 246, how to be more decisive. Episode number 229, a real decision does not have a plan B. So if you need any help with actually making decisions, those are three episodes that I'll refer you to. Again, you can see those all at DreAllDay/podcast. Let's recap today's topic, which is how to write a new story starting today. Point number one, Zig Ziglar said, yesterday did indeed end last night. Are you willing to let go of what happened in your past, whether it was something great or something that you would rather forget? Are you willing to let it go and not allow it to mentally hold you back? Even if you're not talking about it or broadcasting it and nobody's mentioning it to you, are you still replaying that movie in your mind, whether it was a great movie or a terrible movie? Eventually, you got to go see some different movies. I mean, if you're a movie reviewer, you can give the most glowing review or the most terrible review, but just be thorough about a review of a movie that you saw. But you can't wake up every single day and just keep watching that movie and write a new review of the same movie. Eventually your boss is going to fire you and say, or your fans are going to stop listening to you because they're like, man, you're not even watching any of the new movies. All you do is keep watching the same old movies. Even if it was a great one, there's only so many words you can keep writing about the same movie. Right? People want to hear about the new stuff that's coming out so they can decide what they're going to do. It's because people are moving forward. New generations are coming up. New things are happening. If you're not staying up with the new things because all you're doing is being stuck in your past, you're going to get slowed down. Eventually, you're going to get left behind. Again, that pass could be the great pass or a terrible pass. You just got to be willing to let it go. Point number two, you've heard me talk many times about working backwards. So the writing a new story, the first thing you start with is, what is the ending? What is the happy ending to your new story? When you know what the happy ending is, then you can follow Robert Greene's 48 Laws of Power, law number 29, which is planning all the way to the end. You can plan to the end when you know what the end is. If you don't know what the end is, it's impossible to plan to the end. That just makes sense, right? Number three, turn to a fresh sheet of paper. If you're going to write a new story, you need a fresh sheet of paper to write it on. You can't keep writing stories on the same piece of paper you've been writing on with the same pen that doesn't have any ink in it anymore. You got to write on a fresh sheet of paper exactly what you want to write it. Approach life knowing you can write anything you want on any sheet of paper any given day. There is no rule that says you can't. There's no rule that says you got to keep living the same story. The only thing that's keeping you doing that is your own rule that you have in your own head. But we can change those rules at any given time. Nobody's going to stop you except you. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work on Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.